Yeah, but you're all looking great. Hey, so today is like St. Patrick's Day, yes? Is that right? And so we all know what the favorite color is for St. Patrick's Day. Right? White.
Yeah.
It's white. Is that, am I wrong? I'm sorry, you're right. Actually, St. Patrick's Day, the favorite color is orange. You see the orange. I'm sure there's a couple orange people here, yes? Oh yeah, you betcha. See, they know better. Well, what's the favorite color for St. Patrick's Day, though?
Green.
That's right, it's green. Oh my gosh. All right, so green is a great color. And if you look out here, you have sort of a little bit of green in your shirt. That's kind of a green. You got some green here at the Eagles. You're like green, totally. And you got a green sweatshirt, and you got stuff on your faces. Oh my gosh. I have my green tie on this morning, but wait, there's more. I also have my green cap. Not to be outdone, so that we can just celebrate green. Do you know why green is such a special color on St. Patrick's Day? Because it's a color in the Irish flag. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know what other colors there are in the Irish flag?
Orange
and white. It looks a little bit like this. Do you know why the Irish flag has green, orange, and white? Anyone? The green is? Yeah, well, green, that's right. In Ireland, South Ireland, as I would call it, but in Ireland, Northern Ireland is orange. The Protestants in Northern Ireland, but what's the white in the middle? It's the hope for peace to unify Ireland. So you can't have orange and green without white. And peace is really what Jesus is all about. Now, St. Patrick, what's that?
Why not yellow? Because yellow
is... All right, fine, yellow's good too. But it doesn't fit into my talk today. So, but that you're absolutely right, Brent. I like yellow too. Are you a yellow liker? You like yellow? Oh, you like blue. All right. Well, blue's good. We got some blue going on here too for you. Yeah, that's all right. But green is cool. We remember St. Patrick. Now St. Patrick was an interesting character because he really, really, really loved the Irish people. Did you know that? Now, we remember St. Patrick, we got the shamrocks, we've got the green, whatever those things are up there, we've got green things, and in fact, my hat, I have something green for you. We got, look, you ever pull a rabbit out of a person's hat? Well, I just pull these out of my hat, so there you go. For you, that matches sort of what you already have. Did you take two?
No.
Okay, I just can't count. Here they are. They fell out. I have a hole in my hat. There you go, for you. And so we have green. But St. Patrick is so cool, really. The green is neat. He's a patron saint of Ireland. You know, it's a person who represents God's protection when we travel. That's all very, very cool. But the most cool thing about St. Patrick is that he knew how much love God had for the people of Ireland. And it just broke his heart so much that he became a missionary in Ireland and told everybody about Jesus. Because God loves us so much. God loves you so much. And from our human sort of point of view, you could have tears of pain, right? When you hurt yourself, you cry some, yes? But you could also have tears of joy and tears of love and empathy for people that we just love someone so much, just being moved to tears. And so his hope for the Irish people was that they would all come to know Jesus like he did. So another symbol of St. Patrick's Day I'd like to suggest today is actually a teardrop. And I have some glass green teardrops here. And I'd like to give you each one of these. There you go. Here, you can reach in there. And I want you to remember that St. Patrick's Day is filled with a lovely color of green, which is very cool. Lots of fun things can happen on St. Patrick's Day. But the coolest thing of all is that St. Patrick shed tears of love and joy for the people of Ireland, representing God's love for us. Jesus weeps for us. He wants us so much to be connected to him. And I'm glad that you are. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your love for us. I thank you for your love for these children. and that we could celebrate fun holidays. Lord, I thank you for St. Patrick's love for the people of Ireland. And may we have a love for others as well, just like Jesus does for us. Amen. After worship today, each of you as you leave, you can pick up a glass teardrop to represent God's love for you. Thanks, kids.